Mishnah says in Chagiga and Afezim and Aleph, and that Akol Chayav and Beriyah Chutz Mecher Shaita Bekatan, that a katan is pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And then the Mishnah goes on to explain Ezu katan. What is a katan? Kol Shani Yochel Lirkav of Ksefu Shalavev Velalus Misham Laharbais Tiver Beishamai. If he can't go on his father's shoulders from Misham to Harbais, Beisol Emrim Kol Shani Yochel Lachas Biyada Shalavev Velalus Misham Laharbais. According to Beisol, you can't hold your father's hand and go from Misham to Harbais. So the Mishnah gives a shear for a katan. That is the katan that is pater min Re'iyah. So the question is, what happens afterwards? L'chayr v'katan is pater, should be pater even beyond that age. So Rashi says in Dibur Maschil, Ezu katan, he says, of a mikam ve'elach, from then on, afu b'yishenu chayv minatari, even though he's not chayv minatari, tilu chachamim alvav imay l'chanecha b'mitzvah. Chachamim were mechayv, his father and mother, to be mechanechim b'mitzvah. So Zok Rashi, even though midaraisa, he's pater, kozman, he's a katan, but midarabanan, once he passes that shir, he has a chiyuv chinuch midarabanan, because he tilu chachamim alvav imay. This is the mitzvah of chinuch. Now, from this Rashi, the Achanim are medayik, you see a public chiddush. It's mavur from Rashi. The Rashi held that the chiyuv of chinuch is not only on aviv but also on imai. His lashon is etil chachamim al aviv al imai lechancha b'mitzvus. It's mavur that the mother has a chiyuv in chinuch bina. Now, the problem is this seems to be going connected with Feresh Gemara and Nazir. The Golian Marsha over here, another Achanim asks this kasha. The Gemara says in Nazir, the Mishnah says in Daf Chav Chesam Abayz that ha'ish madas bay b'nazir. A father is allowed to make his son into a nazir, but a woman cannot make, the mother cannot make her son into a nazir. And the Gemara explains, according to Rish Lakish, why is that? Because the din that you could be madar b'nai b'nazir comes mi din chinuch, k'rei l'chancha b'mitzvus. That's part of the mitzvah of chinuch, that you could make him into a nazir. And the Gemara says, a kasavar ish chayv l'chancha b'nai b'mitzvus, v'nei ish chayv l'chancha b'nai b'mitzvus. So it's like the Gemara, being that the whole din that you can make your son into a nazir comes mi din chinuch, so only the father has a chiyuv to mechanech his son. The mother does not have a chiyuv to mechanech her son, and therefore the mother cannot make her son into a nazir. That's the hasbro in the Mishnah, that an ish can be madas by a nazir, but not an isha. So the chayetz mefurish in the Gemara, according to Rish Lakish, that a father is chayim mechanech b'nai, but the mother is not chayim mechanech b'nai. If the mother would be chayiv, then the mother could also make her son into a nazir. So how could Rashi say over here that etilu chachamim al aviv al ima lechanech b'mitzvah, that the mitzvah of chinuch goes on both the father and the mother? The chayetz keneged a beferish Gemara nazir daf chavtes, where the Gemara says, according to Rish Lakish, that the chiyuv chinuch is only on the av, not on the aim, and for that reason the father can be madas b'nai nazir and the mother cannot. So what's the pshat in this Rashi? So I saw a beautiful hesber, Gvaldika Yesaid from Reuven, in the Chiddush Reuven in Sukkah, Siman Aleph, the end of Siman Aleph. He says a Gvaldika hesber in the whole Indian of Chinuch, and he basically says that there's two different dinim in Chinuch. Because, Bamison, you have to understand, what's this whole pshat in the Nazir? The Gemara says that you could, because the father is Mechayim Chinuch, therefore he could be Madis Mechayim Nazir, he could turn his son into a Nazir. So fine, the father is Chayim Chinuch, but to make someone into a Nazir, you have to be the Baldabar, you have to be the person himself. How can the father be Mekabel Naziris for his son, and he's not even masking to do, but Pashas, the father, is doing it for him. He's a different entity, a different person. How could the Kabbalah of the father help for the Naziris of the son? The Chiyav Chinuch is not enough for that. The fact that you're Mechuyav to push him and encourage him and train him and to get him to do mitzvahs, l'chair, that doesn't allow you to make a Kabbalah's Naziris for him if that's not you. It's a different person. So what's the pshat in that? So Zok Reuven, that's Mavur from here, that besides the regular din Chiyav Chinuch on the father and the mother, that the Mechuyav to make sure and see to it that their children do mitzvahs, there's another din, another Chiddush HaGadin, that the Torah is Mechadish by the father. Then not only is he Mechuyav to see that his son does mitzvahs, but they made the father Mamash a chelik of the son. He says, Asa'u kamaisa, and they made him like a son, Shiyah kama ben inyan chinuch mitzvahs. They gave him a din of a son. It's like he becomes a chelik of the son, Lagabi the Chiyav mitzvahs, and whatever he does is chal as if the son did it. And he brings a riot. Number one, we find that the father is nanash on the chataim of the ben. That's why he make a baruch shepadrani. So why nanash on his chataim? If he's just because you have a chiyav chinuch, is not going to make it that you should be nanash on his chataim. So mavur from that he becomes a chelik of the ben, and he's achray for the mitzvahs and the maisim of the ben. Also, we find by pitting a ben, according to some achrayim, the ikar mitzvah is really on the ben, and the av is able to be paid to him. How could the father be paid to the ben if it's the mitzvah of the ben? The Torah says he becomes a chelik of the ben, and he's being paid it for him. And also, we find that the father is able to be mis'ana b'shul b'nai on Erev Pesach. If the son is a bechar and he can't fast, so the father could fast for him. Where do you find that he could fast for somebody else? The Torah says he becomes a chelik in the ben, midarabanim, midin chinuch, and therefore he could fast for his son. So it's like the Reuven, that's the pshat why he could be madar and benazir, because midarabanim, the mamish made him like he's the ben. He's a chelik of the ben, and therefore being that he's a chelik of the ben, he could be mekabel naziris for his son, because he's a chelik of the father, he's being mekabel for himself, and the son is a chelik of himself. So Zok Reuven, that new din that they made the father mamash a chelik of the ben, that is what the Gemara Nazir says, that was only said by the father, not the mother. They only made the father a chelik of the ben, they did not make the mother the chelik of the ben, because all these dinim and nafkamin is only applied to the father, not the mother. But the basic din chinuch, the regular din chinuch, that person is achray to see that his children does mitzvahs, that applies equally to both the father and the mother. It's just that chiddushik din chinuch, that second din, they become mamash a chelik of your ben, that's only by the father, not the mother. And that's why only the father can be madar b'nai b'nazar, not the mother, because the mother does not have that din that she's a chelik of the ben. She only has a regular din chinuch that she's achray to see that he does mitzvahs. So b'mele, it's not shvan Rashi over here. Rashi says, mitzvahs, that is regular than chinuch, they're achray to make sure to see to it that they do their mitzvahs, that they do all the mitzvahs that they have to do. That chiyuv chinuch is both by the father and the mother, and that's not a steer to the Gemara Nazir, which is referring specifically to that mechudesh tekedin that they made a mechelik the ben legabi kabbalas naziris, but legabi the etzim din chiyuv chinuch, there's no right from the nazir, from the Gemara Nazir, that there's no chiyuv on the mother, and therefore Rashi is able to say that the chiyuv is on both the father and the mother.